It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
With Frosty of Frost Farms in Town Hill, always something exciting and fun happening. And Paul always has an interesting question for you, Frosty, about something happening in his garden.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Well, every year, I mean, as you know, every year there are different issues with different veggies. You know, you'll have an experience with, let's say, I didn't have a great year for peas. Some years they thrive. This year, for us, it wasn't that good. But Brussels sprouts, my plants are thick and they're thriving, but I really don't see any Brussels sprouts yet. I know they're one of the last ones, but when should I start seeing them, and when do we harvest those?
Probably in the next month or so, because, you know, all of a sudden, as I'm sure everyone noticed, like the mornings all of a sudden are a little bit cooler than the evenings, which is delightful. But they like a cooler weather to set and fruit, and usually October, November harvest time, so pretty late.
But into November. Well, that's kind of a nice treat because we're so used to wrapping up the garden in September. So knowing that we, you know, could be pulling stuff out of there as getting into November, that's pretty cool.
That'll be the last man standing.
Yeah. Yep.
No, I think they get sweeter as they set longer. And some people, you can harvest them right up till frost, I believe. So,
And then do they produce a lot?
It sounds like you've got some beefy plants, so they make a pretty big stalk. There's quite a few Brussels sprouts on one stalk.
I have five or six really beefy. They look fantastic. It's just, I'm like, okay, where are the sprouts?
Yeah, well, okay. Mike, I hope you like Brussels sprouts because we'll probably be bringing those in next.
I do, yeah. I'm really into
currently
is cherry tomatoes, which are like candy. Keep bringing them in, Paul.
I will. Okay. Yep.
So last week when you were with us, Frosty, you mentioned that coming up relatively soon at Frost Farms, another Monarch release party.
Oh. Yes. We opened up ticket sales today. And I say sales, but it's actually a free event. Next Friday, August 28th from 12 to 2, we're going to have butterfly release, educational stuff with Captain Monarch, Scott, scavenger hunt, some light refreshments. So it'll be a lot of fun. We had a great time with it last year. So the tickets are free, but we do urge you to get online and get yourself signed up, so make sure we have enough butterflies for everyone attending.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They really are beautiful, aren't they?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to release them, and they're going to make their slow way to Mexico here pretty soon.
A year ago, you brought one here when you were doing the Frosty Report, and you released him out in the parking
lot. That's all right. Well, maybe we'll have to have our second annual 97.7 butterfly release next
week. I'm all about that.
Well, we tracked it, and you know where it went?
Where?
It flew right back to Frost Farm because it loves all of the food in the farm stand. And I'm looking at something you posted yesterday about how the farm stand is overflowing with the best flavors of summer.
It is overflowing. We have blueberries galore, sweet corn, everything. Green peppers, peaches just came in. There's just so much there right now. It is overflowing. So come help us. Come by and need it.
I like this. It says, while you're here, grab one of our Frost Farms totes. Perfect for farm stand finds, garden treasures, and every summer haul in between.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Frosty.
Always an adventure going to Frost Farms.
In Town Hill.